children learn scripts, it is quite fascinating. We fully understand the theoretical models for learning. We seem to have no problem that a child will learn from pro-social television, Sesame Street, certain values, certain behaviors. But for some reason, somehow, if it's a violent interaction, justifiable, and all the other components in it, that lots of parents, lots of individuals would feel, no, my child isn't learning those particular scripts. Sorry, learning is learning, and the processes are going to be the same. And it's the same thing with the newer technologies, whatever mechanisms, whatever theories we had for what you've described as older technologies also fold into the newer technologies. The mechanisms, the theoretical reasons for why this occur is still there. But for some reason, when we talk about violence, maybe even sex, we seem to think, no, learning isn't occurring. Sorry, it is.
You're talking about what's called the third person effect in the communications research. And I see it all the time with parents. It's, well, media are important and they can affect kids, but not my kids. My kids are immune to media effects.
One of my colleagues who's been doing advertising research as well points out to people routinely that advertising works. And it works on everybody, even people who say that it doesn't work. It's kind of a funny statement to say. Advertising works. That's why we're selling these TV shows and whatnot to companies that pay us to do ads. But, oh, by the way, the TV shows themselves don't actually teach anything, or they don't actually have any impact. If it's okay, I wanted to go back to a point you made earlier, Vic, about teaching specific skills. You were talking about Dave Grossman's writings on learning how to shoot a gun without having actually ever shot a gun. One of the things that certainly has happened in just in the last few years with the Nintendo Wii being the leading platform on this is translating motion into action on a video game screen. In fact, that's our current platform in my house is a Nintendo Wii station, although I've done some of the fitness programs and the boxing program, and although mostly these days it's some of the music, you know, rock band kind of things. These game systems are used to play violent games, including shooting games, games in which you can learn how to essentially get better not only at shooting, but at stabbing or strangling or doing a whole host of behaviors. And as the technology gets better, the ability of these games to teach very specific physical skills is only going to get better. And we know from years and years of research in social learning theory and all those domains that enacting a behavior, or at least attempting to enact a behavior, is heavily dependent on one's confidence that you can successfully carry out the behavior, what Bandura called efficacy expectations. Well, these games will teach you not only how to actually shoot with some accuracy, but they'll also presumably teach you that you're good at it and increase your expectations that you can carry out some of these actions.
So my golf game should improve shortly.
Your golf game will never improve shortly or longly.
That may be, although apparently there are some golf game video games out there that have been shown to improve putting skills.